Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Brad Roy, of the 6th Legislative District. Representative Roy, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, we're getting into that time of the year when everybody's starting to think about the upcoming state budget. I understand you had the opportunity to actually sit down with one of the people who is closest to the process, and that's the governor's budget secretary. Recently, what kind of information did you get? What's your feel for where the plan's going to go this year?
I had a meeting with Secretary Zogby the other day, and we were basically talking about what some of our ideas were for the upcoming budget. A lot of us in the legislature had grave concerns with the budget we passed last year. We were kind of concerned that revenue might not keep up with the amount of spending in the budget, but the budget was about $1 billion less spending than the prior year budget. So we did support the budget last year. It turns out that we were right. So far this fiscal year, revenue has come in about $500 million less than anticipated. So we wanted to make sure that the governor and some of us conservative legislators were on the same page of making sure that we're not going to plan on spending more money than we're going to have.
And of course, we're coming right up here to the governor's budget address real soon. Did you get any feel for where they may be going with their budget plan?
I anticipate the budget proposal put forth by the governor is probably going to be pretty flat in terms of total spending. As I mentioned, revenue is coming in about $500 million less than anticipated. By the end of the fiscal year, that's probably going to be $600 million or $700 million less than it should be. If people think back to the end of the last fiscal year, we actually had several hundred million dollars of more revenue than we anticipated. So if you average those two fiscal years together, that money's still there. It should be pretty much a break-even kind of a thing. Now, going forward with the new budget, you know, this current year budget, the total spend number is about $27.1 billion. That's probably right around where the new budget spending figure is going to have to be.
And of course, every year things do increase in cost. What are some of the places where it could be that the state's going to have to spend more money?
We'll probably have to spend more on the medical expenses for the low-income people and elderly folks, things like Medicaid and nursing home care and health care for kids in foster care, you know, things like that. Interest and principal payment on the state debt, that's going to be going up. The contributions to the state pension plan and the teacher pension plans, those are going to be going up. Most other things are probably going to have to be cut back a little bit to offset those other increases. So it is going to be another very difficult budget cycle in terms of cuts.
And speaking of the cycle, the governor in early February will be delivering his budget address. What happens after that?
After that, there is about a two-week period of appropriations hearings where the Appropriations Committee hears testimony from all the different state agencies and departments about their funding requests for the new fiscal year. Then all the other members of the legislature, we all start kind of informally talking about the budget, and there's a lot of meetings, and all of us give our input of where we think the priorities should be, what we should cut, what we should increase, and so on. Our plan, I think, is going to be obviously to have a budget done on time. There's a state law. The budget has to be done by June 30th. So we want to be done prior to that. We want to have a budget that's done without a tax increase. And we want to make sure that we protect people that really need protected, vulnerable citizens that need government services. You know, some of the MHMR programs, you know, nursing home care, kids in foster care, education, public safety, those types of things need to be properly funded.
And speaking of programs that would assist people who are in need, there is a program that's particularly timely because it's in the middle of the winter now, and that's the LIHEAP program. And I understand that there's information that people who need assistance should know about. What's going on here?
The LIHEAP program provides funding for folks that are of limited income to help them pay their heating bills. If people go to my website at www.reproy.com, Roy is spelled R-O-A-E, they can see information about LIHEAP. Just for a point of reference, if you have a family of four that makes under $33,525 a year, they may qualify for LIHEAP. So if you have limited income and you're struggling to pay your heat bill, you might want to take a look at that information.
Representative Roy, thanks for this report. And tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Brad Roy.